Democrats are using their House majority to investigate President Trump and his administration on everything from the treatment of migrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border to the president's foreign business dealings and tax returns. Democrats also want the Justice Department to release the full, unredacted Mueller report. The White House is blocking them at almost every turn, causing tempers to boil over.
The Trump administration has taken obstruction of Congress to new heights.
We have to surmise that this is an absolute lawless behavior by this administration.
The House is taking steps to hold key administration officials in contempt of Congress, but the body has a more potent and explosive option, formally leveling charges against Trump or impeachment.
What we need to do is at least be on that track and at least be in the process of impeachment.
Republicans see Democrats as desperately clinging to a narrative of presidential wrongdoing after Special Counsel Mueller found no collusion between Trump's inner circle and Russia.
The Democrats have no plans, no purpose, and no viable legislative agenda beyond attacking this administration.
And powerful Democratic leaders are wary of launching impeachment proceedings, at least for now.
That impeachment is a very divisive place to go in our country. And what we can get the facts to the American people through our investigation, it may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment.
Get these phony investigations over with.
Last week, Trump halted consultations with Democrats on a major initiative to modernize U.S. infrastructure until congressional probes are complete.
You can go down the investigation track, and you can go down the investment track, or the track of let's get things done for the American people.
Two U.S. presidents have been impeached, most recently Bill Clinton. The impeachment vote sullied Clinton's record, but did not lead to his removal from office. The same likely would be true for Trump. Democrats vying for the 2020 presidential nomination all want to oust Trump, but at the ballot box.
It seems like every day or two, there is another affront to the rule of law. The best thing I can do to get us a new president is to win the nomination and defeat the president who's there.
Polls do not show the American people clamoring for Trump's impeachment. Bill Clinton's approval numbers actually rose after House Republicans launched impeachment proceedings against him in 1998. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.